This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Atepoti Youth, Vibe Check.
Vibe Check on Youth Zone is all about the young people and youth support organisations in Dunedin.
Fortnightly Wednesdays at 4:30 p.m, hear about what's coming up around the city. Podcasts are available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts and oar.org.nz.
Kia ora everyone, welcome to Vibe Check, a show on the youth support organizations and events in Atepoti, Dunedin. We have two new hosts of Chilla with OMSA with us today. We have Ame and Azlan. They are both part of OMSA, the Otago Malaysian Students Association. And we're just going to have a check-in with them to see how they're doing. Kia ora, selamat datang both of you.
Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Hello guys,
I'm Amir.
Hello, and I'm Azlan.
Yay. So I have a feeling you guys would have been familiar with their voices. So Chilla with OMSA airs Wednesdays at 4 p.m. fortnightly. Yes. And it has been a few weeks. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll just give them a chance to introduce themselves, okay, before
sure.
we start.
Yes.
Okay.
Shout out to Chilla with OMSA, guys.
Yeah.
Woohoo. Azlan, okay. You want to go?
Yep. Hi, my name is Azlan. And I am second year student, majoring in physics.
Physics.
Yes.
Yep.
Cool.
And I am 18 years old.
Oh.
I'm not 18. I'm 21.
I'm pretty sure you're not 18.
I'm forever 18.
Okay. Yeah.
Young and beautiful.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Loud and wrong.
Right. How about you, Amir?
Hello, my name is Amir, and yeah, same goes to me. I'm second year student and majoring in physics also, and I'm 21. Yeah,
you must be very smart majoring in physics.
Not the way that you think like that, lah.
Why are two people majoring in physics hosts of Chilla with OMSA? How did that happen?
Well, we asking the same question.
We don't know how it happened to be. We are here.
Yeah, but we do enjoy this yep. podcast session.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm really glad that it has been, a few weeks since you've launched Chilla with OMSA again.
Yes.
And we are so excited because every year it's different hosts and different vibes.
Yes.
But I do want to hear about you guys mm-hmm. on the experience you've had on Chilla with OMSA so far. So for someone who hasn't heard Chilla at all, how mm-hmm. would you describe the show for them?
Yeah, I feel like this year's host, like,
for me, it's very welcoming to all Malaysian out there.
Yeah.
Because we sometimes include, like, inside joke for Malaysian, of course.
Yes,
some true. Hantu Malaysian, ghost yeah. story Malaysian. Mm-hmm.
And in the host as well, I feel like this year's are more
funnier. More input you can get yeah. with Chilla with OMSA, you know.
And more face cut oh. as well.
Face card? How yeah. can you get face card from a podcast?
You can just listen to our pretty voice and mm-hmm. okay, hello. Wow, he's handsome.
Okay, people wow, are trying to imagine you.
Yeah.
And then we wonder, oh, who is Amir in your life?
No one knows that. No one wants to know.
What do you mean?
What makes you two a good host match for each other?
I don't say I'm good at it, but yeah, as you can hear from the Chilla with OMSA, you can guess like we actually so funny.
Yeah, we are. It's very rare when someone admits they're funny.
But How is it rare? That's an insult to all Malaysians.
I feel like if someone is funny, they don't admit themselves funny.
But I do. Well,
maybe because you're not funny.
Is it? Guys, vote for me, the funniest podcaster ever. And we also keep on to the trending, like, about the relationship,
yeah.
about what's going on in the world.
We are up to date.
Yeah. Very Gen Z style for your
yes.
podcast.
Okay. True. Gen Z style.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you guys are Gen Z?
We are Gen Z.
Super Gen Z.
Super Gen Z.
What makes you super Gen Z?
Well, I mean, the vibe. I mean. And we are having 50 hours screen time.
Oh, not me though.
Oh, not
stay
you.
Safe, everyone.
Okay, expose your screen time.
My phone is not with me right now.
You're avoiding it.
I'm not bringing my phone today. Too bad.
Wow, you not bring your phone.
Yeah, I don't.
Okay, so how do you plan your episodes? Like, what what made you have all these ideas of the things you want to ask your guests about, and, you know, just the ideas that you get from your podcast?
Actually, the ideas came out of nowhere. Because, like, before I sleep at night, I was like, why not I do this topic and so on? And happens.
Yeah.
Wow.
And as you notice, like, Chila, we also always asking questions, like the game or true or not true.
And somehow it's even more interesting for us.
Encouraging.
Yeah.
Very relate to people.
And I feel like it's more interesting as well for the audience instead of just listening to people's, like...
Yeah, we want the audience to think also.
Yeah, true.
Whether they agree or not.
So, like, before this, like, the Chila with Omsa host, they just talk about their experience and no one wants to hear that. Really, no one wants to
Don't have beef with previous hosts.
I'm so mean.
Nah.
Well, this is why every year it just keeps getting better.
Yeah,
right?
True.
Yeah.
I feel like it cannot get better any better.
This is the peak of Chila.
Yeah,
this is
true.
The they will have to, like, try harder.
Be sure to download this episode, like, this season punya episode,
true.
This year punya episode, because we're so good at it.
Yeah, we are very good.
Mm-mm.
As you can see, guys, this is the Malaysian humor, so I do have to apologize. Coming back to the the interview, I wonder if you can tell us any, like, unexpected behind the scenes moments for you guys when you were, you know, just starting the podcasting experience, because you probably haven't done this before.
Mm-hmm.
So how was it for you? Two physics kids?
Yeah, we never done this before, and
I'm surprised that the way Azlan carried the conversation was so good. Choosing the topic is actually very Azlan the one who choose topic and I carry on the question. But on live, Azlan was so good at carrying the conversation.
I'm shy.
Like, he can drag different types of topics together. Like, you can blend relationship and marriage together.
So he carries the podcast.
Yeah.
Wow.
MVP.
Do you have anything to say about Ame?
No.
Okay, moving on.
I'm like, he's there. Okay, that's enough for me. Nah, I feel like it's not just me, you know. It's like both of us.
Azlan is making
and
face.
Then, like, and I don't know why, but somehow we work out together. And
we have our own chemistry lah.
Yeah, and then sometimes kalau kita orang tak ada any guest, and kita orang just boleh berdua je for 15 minutes.
So even though you don't have guests, you can still have a chat with Ame.
Yeah, the never ending,
true,
never ending conversation.
So how did you two become friends?
A long story short.
Let's go there.
A long, long time ago, when the Four Nation. No,
I guess we happened to meet at IPG.
IPG, Institute Pendidikan.
Oh, so you knew each other before you came here.
Yeah, true.
Because,
like, we are in the same scholarship.
No, when we drag further, we actually know each other from TikTok.
From TikTok.
Yeah,
true.
Very funny.
So it's TikTok?
Yeah, it's
and
TikTok.
And then IPG?
IPG. Yeah.
And then here.
And we
don't ask why. Okay. It's very embarrassing.
No, I will need to ask why.
Okay, guys, actually Azlan's video went FYP.
I posted something.
Yeah,
and it's about our scholarship.
Because,
like, people say that it's hard to get. It's like KPM scholarship. So I posted on TikTok my video. And then, like, he approached me and then saying that he got the same scholarship as well.
And we got
the
same subject also.
Yeah, same major as well.
Same major.
Aww. So you went viral.
Yeah.
It's very Gen Z of you. And so you, just coming back, you met at the scholarship, like, you guys had the same scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
Were there other students who are majoring in physics as well? Was it just you two?
Yeah, there is one.
Yeah, Alisa, if you remember from episode 3.
Yep, episode 3.
Oh, Nadine.
Yes. Yeah,
Nadine. Nadine. Alisa Nadine.
That's cool.
She's physics as well.
Mm-hmm.
And Did you know you were coming to Otago at that point?
No.
At first, no. You know, yeah. But then during IPG, we were given like
where we separated by university.
And then so we got...
It turns out me and Hassan together.
Mm-hmm.
What are they called?
Instead of the other guy, right?
So you guys are happy that, you know, at least you do know someone.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Someone I can rely lah.
Stop.
It's not the same for Aslan, unfortunately.
I'm not that type of person, you know, like, not jack up.
Well, denial.
Cool.
But I appreciate him.
You should.
Yeah, I should.
Yeah, I think that it's really beautiful that you already had, you know, you've built a friendship before becoming Chill Love with Omsa host together. Yep. But something we didn't mention is you are also on the Chill Love. Well, you're also on the Otago Malaysian Students Association's committee.
Yes.
Can you tell me about Omsa?
Ooh. Okay, at first, it's me. I'm the one who volunteered to become general committee.
Yes.
I volunteered myself and someone support me. Mm-hmm. And then somehow...
Actually, I was there to just vote.
To vote me.
I didn't even volunteer myself.
Yeah.
To become...
Funny story is somehow and somewhat people recommend Azlan to become GC also.
And like, I was like, no, stop guys. I don't want to be...
And Azlan got vote so many.
Yeah,
vote
true.
And suddenly become
so
GC
humble.
Too.
I mean, yeah. Maybe they trust me. But yeah, I am trustworthy.
Very.
Thank you.
I could tell.
I couldn't.
So how many members are there on OMSA?
About 18.
Yeah, minus one.
Well, that's a lot.
Yep, true.
Yeah, this year is a lot because we're expecting a huge number of students coming.
True.
Yeah?
And we have like one additional position.
Oh yeah, we have one additional position.
It's a welfare.
We have a welfare... executive.
Yep.
This is new executive. New.
That's pretty cool. And thinking about all the events that you've hosted so far, can you tell us about them?
Okay, so it's been a welcoming gathering. Oh, before that, we have International Food Festival, which is so good. The food we make is really
before that, we have club days as well.
Okay, club day.
And before that, we have like the sport carnival, the badminton one.
Oh, sport carnival, which is last year.
It's a last year.
Yeah, that is the first event our committee made.
We conduct.
Yeah.
Tell me about the sports carnival.
Oh, yeah. So it's basically, it's just like normal sport. And then during the sport carnival, we just play badminton.
We choose badminton as a game.
But it's just for fun. It's not like prize or anything.
We also have a special menu as a snack from shout out to Kampung Benidon. We ordered apam pisang.
Yeah, apam.
Very good, very good.
Very good. I still remember the taste.
Very
it's still in my mouth.
Oh.
Thank you for the shout out. That's wonderful. Yes, Kampung Benidon loves Omsa.
Really?
We've had a really good relationship this year.
Yeah, I hope every year.
So, wait, tell me about International Food Fest, especially for those who have never been.
Okay, so International Food Festival is a festival where all international clubs conduct and cook.
Basically, they sell food, their own food from their country.
Like street food.
And for our country...
For Malaysian club, we choose rendang ayam and mushroom and ketupat.
And lead by food officer...
Shout out to food officer.
Ooh, who are they?
It's Mifta, Diana, and the other guy.
The other guy.
Who's the other guy?
It's Ayim.
Aww. I'm sure Ayim's a really good guy.
And our rendang is for selling.
Yeah, and then I heard feedback from my friend. And he said that, no offense to other clubs, but he said that all... Among all the clubs, only Omsa gave out like a lot of big portions.
Big portion. With the very cheap.
Affordable price.
Affordable.
Yes.
Yeah, and I'm sure as students, they would appreciate that.
Mm-mm. True.
I saw that you also had Ice Cream Malaysia.
Yes.
That was a highlight.
True, yeah.
Can you describe what it looks like?
Yes. It's like a popsicle, but inside of plastic.
And it's very long as well. And then flavory.
We have
three flavors, right?
Three flavor. We have lemonade. We have bandung. Bandung is a raw milk.
Yeah, true. And then we have Oreo. Is it
Oreo? Cream. Cookies and cream.
Cookies and cream.
The cookies and cream was so good.
Yes.
I think I remember.
I love the Bandung one.
While you eat the popsicle during summer.
Yes.
Oh, melting in your esophagus.
Yeah. Especially during sunny weather.
Mm-mm.
And eating the popsicle with like, ooh, it's cherry on top.
Mm-mm.
And, you know, it just brings you back to childhood because that's the kind of things we're very familiar with back home.
True.
How does it feel to be Malaysian students at Otago? How's your experience so far?
Oh, at first, during our first year, it was very boring because, like, we only, like, have small community here.
Yeah.
But then when we go to second year, I feel like it's getting...
Getting better.
It's getting better because, like, we have a lot.
Of student here.
Yeah.
I feel like Malaysian people here is very, very supporting each other.
Yeah, true. And then they make here like home.
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
Aww.
Yeah, I feel like that's the best part.
So the difference between last year and this year is suddenly we had a big influx of Malaysian students.
Yes,
you remember the number?
250 above.
For
everyone? Or just the influx of people coming in this year?
For everyone, I think.
Yeah, for everyone. Mm. Yeah.
I heard it was around 80.
80 people, yeah. 80 people.
The coming?
Yeah.
That came
from scholarship only. From scholarship only, 80 people.
80-ish.
Yeah.
Oh, and then the rest is like 30, right?
30.
So for Malaysian student numbers, that's a lot.
Yeah, true. Mm. And then I feel like last year is just like 30, 40 people. In total.
Not even 40 lah.
Yeah, maybe 30 in total.
Yeah.
So very people, small.
As someone who has been a student in the past, you know, back in 2020, that was my year of my graduation. Mm-hmm.
Shout out to our super senior.
Super senior.
Yeah, so I feel like OMSA now is at the position where it's back to pre-COVID years, which I appreciate because it was just super lonely after COVID and, you know, the number of Malaysian students drop. So that's why we love our community.
Yay!
Mm-hmm. So what has been the biggest challenge for you studying here in New Zealand? Were there anything that you were unexpecting from back home that you realized that, oh, you know, you should have known this from before?
I feel like the real challenge is like separate from your family. And if anything happened, like you will have to like think twice or thrice to go back to Malaysia. But yeah,
for me,
like you have to sacrifice that lah.
Yeah, for me, it's like you are on your own now.
True.
Even though you have a real reliable friend, but you still need to think more lah before you do anything, like doing a big purchase or what.
Yeah, and in doing anything, actually, you have to think twice.
Because if you ask your parents, they don't know the experience living outside of your country, and they don't relate, and their opinion kind of
like they can't like imagine what happened here.
They can only pray for us.
Yeah,
we
true.
Need to decide.
And then like the main problem is like your major, especially physics.
I don't know what I learned.
True.
Guys, so you're on your second year of physics.
True.
I'm pretty sure you chose that before, but is it something that you're questioning now?
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people like made mistakes, but I have to like continue what I do.
Mm-mm.
Coming from future lecturer is very wow lah.
Okay. yeah, I think these are very valid experiences as students. There are things that you just can't relate to your family members anymore, and there are things that you just need to try and navigate as adults.
Mm-hmm. We need to take risks.
Yeah,
sometimes.
What's the biggest risk you've taken?
Coming here.
Well, you've done that, sick.
Yeah.
I mean, like making a decision, like to buy a car, or what?
Yeah, true.
That's the biggest risk, I think, because we don't know nothing about driving.
Yeah, true. And I feel like a part of that, like, one of the biggest risks is, like, working while studying.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, good, yeah, somehow you have to survive in this economy.
In this economy.
Mm-hmm. And these are just things that you just need to figure out, I guess.
Yeah.
Does anyone have, like, a handbook of things to do as an adult?
No.
No?
You do? One?
Oh, give
I'm
us.
I actually work to travel. Yeah, so that's it. I should quit my part-time job because, like, physics is getting harder. But then I said, nah. Because I want to travel. And imagine the...
Yeah, and you do need to fund yourself when you want to travel.
Yeah, true.
So what places of New Zealand have you traveled to?
Ooh. We just went Queenstown this mid-semester break.
Wow. Yes.
We go to Queenstown, Timaru.
Omaru.
Wanaka. And we went to Auckland.
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's random.
Auckland as well.
But so that, Auckland a separate
is,
trip?
Yeah, a separate trip.
Auckland
is
during summer break.
Aww. Auckland was so nice.
Yeah, very nice. I feel like I belong there.
Are you a city boy?
Yep.
I'm a city boy too. I'm from Kuala Lumpur, guys.
Yeah. So it's really interesting because if I was interviewing someone else talking about Auckland, they'd be like, no, it's too busy. Hate it.
Not for me.
Not for me.
Oh, you guys are city boys.
Yeah, the food.
The mall. Oh, my God.
The variety of shopping shops. Yeah. Oh, my God.
And then the weather as well.
The weather. People say like Auckland is too hot, but for me, just nice.
Yeah, it's nice. Just nice.
Mm-mm.
It's like 23 degree, 24. It's quite nice.
Even 40, if you have H&M, then I'm good with it.
Sounds like you really love Auckland.
Yeah.
Mm. Before we wrap up this interview, I wonder if you can share how you take care of your well-being. This show is called Vibe Check for a reason. Yes. So we like to check in and see how people are doing. What's keeping you together?
Like, keeping us together?
Keeping you together.
Mentally.
I mean, like, the most important thing is always call your parents lah. Like, I do this, like, once every week. Yeah, so I feel like that's the most important part of, like, study abroad.
Yeah, basically communicating, like, if you have problem, just say to your close friend.
Yeah, close friend. If you're like, scared to tell your parents, talk to your flatmate, someone you're close to, yeah.
And when you have problem, don't think that you're gonna solve it on yourself.
Yeah, true.
Get help.
Yeah.
And make sure, your health and well-being are very well, okay? If you're sick, then ask your flatmate to, like, get you medicine or pills
from
pharmacy.
And then a part of that, like, always get closer to God.
Yeah, close to God.
Yes.
So you basically mentioned all the pillars of well-being.
Oh, really?
And I think it's really important that, you do have to be open to share what you need
with
your friends. Be transparent. Was there a time when you needed to open up and ask for help?
It actually depends.
I asked Azlan opinion for, like, before I'm quitting my job. And
yeah, true.
It's really hard. And I'm quit.
Like, you're free now.
I'm
you're
free.
Like,
but sometimes you just need someone to make sure that
I feel good.
Yeah, when you make opinion. The decision.
Yeah.
I feel like he had the decision already, but, like, he just need, like, validation from me. I feel like that's the highlight. Even though I say, like, don't quit your job, he's going to do it anyway.
he just needs you to support him.
Yeah, true.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever needed someone to support you for anything?
Yeah, definitely. And, definitely.
Not on the podcast.
Not on the podcast.
Guys, I really appreciate both of you being here today.
Yeah, thank you for
inviting.
Do you want to give a shout out to Chila with Omsa?
Guys, listen to Chila with Omsa. Where, Azlan?
On 105.4 FM. Or
you can stream on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
Yeah.
And that's Wednesdays at 4 p.m. every fortnight.
Yes.
Thank you, Amir. Thank you, Azlan.
Yeah, well,
thank you, Karina.
We'll see you guys next time.
Yay, bye.
Otepoti Youth, Vibe Check.
Vibe Check on Youth Zone is all about the young people and youth support organisations in Dunedin.
Fortnightly Wednesdays at 4:30 p.m. Hear about what's coming up around the city. Podcasts are available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts and oar.org.nz.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.